Good morning, church. God is good. And all the time, God is good indeed. And we thank God for a new day. Greetings to you from Pastor Jeremiah, who was here a couple of weeks ago, if you can remember. I'm from Eastern Baptist Church, here with my wife and children, as you've seen. And I want to thank you for inviting me to come and share with you this morning. It's always a privilege to have the opportunity to talk about God among his people. And this tells us that in Christ we are one. There is no difference whether I'm worshiping in Eastern or here, we are worshiping the same God. Amen. The text that I've chosen that we share this morning is, as you see on the screen, I believe, is Matthew 25:14-30, and I will just read from the screen here, not reading from my Bible again. So at that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. Once there was a man who was about to leave home on a trip. He called his servants and put them in charge of his property. He gave to each one according to his ability. To one he gave 5,000 gold coins. Like the King James Version, it talks about talents. To another, he gave 2,000. And to another, he gave 1,000. Then he left on his trip. The servant who had received 5,000 coins went at once and invested his money and earned another 5,000. In the same way, the servant who had received 2,000 coins earned another 2,000. But the servant who had received 1,000 coins went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled account with them. The servant who had received 5,000 coins came in and handed over the other 5,000. "You gave me 5,000 coins, sir," he said. "Look, here are another 5,000 that I have earned." "Well done, you good and faithful servant," said his master. "You have been faithful in managing small amounts, so I will put you in charge of large amounts. Come on in and share my happiness." Then the servant who had been given 2,000 coins came in and said, "You gave me 2,000 coins, sir. Look, here are another 2,000 that I have earned." "Well done, you good and faithful servant," said his master. "You have been faithful in managing small amounts, so I will put you in charge of large amounts. Come on in and share my happiness." Then the servants who had received 1,000 coins came in and said, "Sir, I know you are a hard man. You reap harvest where you did not plant, and you gather crops where you did not scatter seed. I was afraid, so I went off and hid your money in the ground. Look, here is what belongs to you. You bad and lazy servant," his master said. "You know, did you, that I reap harvest where I did not sow or plant, and gather crops where I did not scatter seed? Well then, you should have deposited my money in the bank, and I would have received it all back with interest when I return. Now, take the money away from him and give it to the one who has 10,000 coins. For to every person who has something, even more will be given, and he will have more than enough. But the person who has nothing, even the little that he has, will be taken away from him. As for this useless servant, throw him outside in the darkness. There he will cry and gnash his teeth." This is the word of the Lord. Okay, I titled this message, "The Choices We Make in Life." The choices we make in life. And we know as Christians that Jesus has an awesome ability to use little stories, very simple stories, to communicate volumes of information to us. For example, If we remember the story of the prodigal son, where he used that story to reveal the heart of God to us, that God has a heart of compassion, a heart of forgiveness, a heart of love. And another story is a story of the Good Samaritan, where God teaches us how to treat one another. Very simple stories, God speaks volume to all of us. And in our simple story this morning that we have just read, I believe that this story is telling us all about how life should be. And I believe that every decision that we make should be made in the light of what Jesus is telling us in this parable of the talent. And as we have heard the stories about a man who went on a journey, and before he left, he entrusted his property in the hands of his servant. Three of them. Two of the servants were faithful. And when the master returned, they were rewarded. And one was unfaithful. When he returned, this servant was cast out. And when I read this story, I ask myself, which of these servants can I be if Christ returns now as I speak? And I want to throw the same question to you. Just ask yourself, which of these three servants will you be? Will you be the servant who will be rewarded, or the one that will be cast out? I want us to consider three fundamental facts that I believe that we can learn from this story. Number one, our master has entrusted to each one of us certain resources and opportunities. God has entrusted in your hands certain resources and opportunities. I believe this is a fact that we can learn from this story. Each of the three servants were entrusted with something very valuable. Even the servant with the one talent was entrusted with something valuable. You may sit here and be thinking, oh, what I have is of no value. Look at it again. It doesn't matter how small it is valuable. The question that we may ask ourselves this morning, what do the talents represent in your life? What are your own talents? To me, I believe that they represent everything that God has given me. I believe that everything that I have, everything that I am, is a talent that God has given me. The question is, what do you have that you have not received from God? Let's just give a thought about that. What do you have? Nothing. Even your next breath is from God. Paul asked this question to the Christians in Corinth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, he said, "For who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it from God?" In life, you will find that some people have a little bit more than others. Some have good voices to sing than others. Some are leaders and others are followers. Property-wise, some have a little bit more money than others. But remember, if we think about the story of these three servants, the master gave different amounts to the different servants. God has given you something. Instead of looking, I don't have enough like that other person, think about what you've got. What are you using that for? Here is something that we must remember as we journey through life as Christians. Every ability that I have, every penny that I have, every opportunity that comes my way, my next heartbeat, all this come from God. I believe that I am not my own. And I believe that you are not your own. Because I know that we are bought with a price. And that price is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And the moment that I begin to think that the things that I have belong to me is the moment that I'm thinking wrong. If I begin to think that the successes that I've registered, the achievements that I've had, is due to my hard work because of my ability that I'm intelligent and able to succeed, then that's the moment that I'm thinking wrong. Do you have good health? Do you have a good job? Do you have a good family, a good husband, a good wife, good children? Do you have good friends? I want to remind us this morning, all these things are on lent to you just for a brief season. Even the life that you have, all these are on lent to you. It's not me saying it. You can find that in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, where it is written, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to make wealth." Sometimes when we have, we forget where this is coming from. We forget who is our provider. Dear brothers and sisters, if we know that all these things are from God, why are we not that much thankful? Be appreciative of the little that you have. It's just because we forget where those things are coming from. You have listened to this story of the talent for many years. You might have read it. You've listened to people preach this story. Has it ever bothered you that the master in this parable did not give his servant the same amount? We may even question, is it fair? We may even say that this is not right. But I want us to think again where these things are coming from. Because it is right for God to give what He chooses to give. Remember the story of the landowner who hired the workers, some in the morning, some in later in the day, and some towards the evening. At the end of the day, he paid them in the same amount. And those that were hired in the morning, they complained. What did he say? "Do I not have the right to do what I want with my money?" And I know, if you read in Psalms 24, verse 1 tells you, "The earth is the Lord's and everything that is in it." And therefore, God has the right to give to you up to the amount that He wants. You may think it's small, but it is valuable. Notice each servant in this story is only accountable for the amount that was given him. The one talent or the two talent servant will not be accountable for what was given to the other servant. Each man, each one of you, if one of us here, everybody in the world, they will give an account to God when He will come again, when Christ will come again. And therefore, brothers and sisters, wherever we find ourselves, be it at your workplace, in the community, here in the church, instead of comparing ourselves and looking at what the other people have and what you do not have, I think we are better off making sure that we give a good account of what we have when Christ will come again. Think about what God has put in your hands. We all have certain amounts of time. We have certain skills that God has given us, even money. We have some money to invest in the kingdom of God. What are you doing with the ability that God has given you? Are you investing it in God's kingdom? When we say God's kingdom, it's not just in the church here. It's there in the world. Because we are here taking part in God's mission. And God's mission is to win souls for Christ. And you have that opportunity to win souls for Christ with the talent that He has given you. Remember this. Everything that we have, every gift every ability, our health, our days, our resources, our opportunities, they make up a big package that is represented by this talent in this story. And what you have is part of that package. What we need to do, know that you have something to work with. You have been entrusted with something that is valuable. Use it for God's own glory. If the talent that God has given you is to pray, pray. If it is to sing, sing. If it is to visit people in the community, if you are a community builder, organizer, do it well. The second point, our master allows us to decide what we will do with those talents. Free will is an awesome thing, isn't it? Freedom. And in this parable, the master left for a long time. There is the test. The life we have, that's where the test is, till when Christ will return. There is the test. Enough freedom, enough time for servants to fully decide what to do with what the master has given them, without him standing and looking over their shoulder to see how they are working. Dear brothers and sisters, life is about a choice. And that choice is made up of a lot of decisions. But in the end, it all boils down to one choice. You will either respond to the goodness of your master and pursue his will, or you will choose your own course. And in the end, you will be giving excuses for that choice that you have made. And it may be too late if you make the wrong choice. I want us to consider the time that we have. If you use it for yourself, nobody can stop you. You can choose to spend every bit of it in yourself and invest nothing in the kingdom of God. There are an awful lot of ways that we can spend our life. We have to decide what will be our priorities and then live with our decisions. I know people have spoken to us, motivational speakers, preachers, friends, some telling you that it's not good, that going to church is not of any importance. Believing God, that God does not exist. They present things in the world that are very enticing to pull you away from Christ. And maybe if you have been going to church, you may backslide because of the things that the world is presenting to you. Regardless of what you may have been told, dear brothers and sisters, you cannot have it all. You cannot have it all. You and I are finite beings with a limited amount of time and energy, with a limited amount of resources, and with that inability to go east and west at the same time. When we make the decision to go west, we already say no to east. And therefore, we should stop fighting to have things from both sides in the world and in Christ. That's why it is very important to choose wisely, because you cannot have it all. When we say yes for Christ, we are saying no to the world. There is no middle ground. The Bible says that you don't have to be lukewarm. You are either hot in Christ or you are cold. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to make choices, because the choices that we make, they have eternal implications. The third thing and the last is our master will one day hold each of us accountable for the choices that we make. That is the measure point of this parable. If we look at the first part of Matthew 25, the first verses to verse 13, it tells us a story of the 10 virgins. It's the parable of the 10 virgins. And that parable emphasizes the importance of staying ready for Christ's return. That's that first part. Then the two faithful servants were glad to see their master come back, because they have invested well, they have made profit, and they were ready to present their account to their master with joy, because they know that they have been running a good fight. And when he returned, their faithfulness was rewarded. Every day you are investing your life in something. If that investment is motivated by a desire to advance the cause for the Lord and please him, it will bring eternal reward. Are you one of those that when the master comes back, he will tell you, well done, good and faithful servant? Or you are that one that will be cast out? In conclusion, we do not have the same talent and abilities. We cannot all do the same things. But we can all be what God has called us individually to be. Many people find people who are frustrated and miserable because they do not feel fulfilled. They feel that they are not being all they can be and are not doing all they know they are supposed to be doing. Because they have forgotten to see what God has given them valuable and invest on that. Remember that when the master came back, he added to the one that had more and said, more will be given to those that have more. It's not necessarily the amount, but those that know how to use what God has given them. The little that you have, put it into good use, and God will bless it. Dear brothers and sisters, three servants were given talents according to their abilities. Two invested and made interest, and one did not. Some people are like that third servant. They hide their talent because they are afraid. They are afraid of responsibility and afraid of judgment, afraid of what people will think, afraid to step out because they might fall, afraid of criticism and of other people's opinions about them, and they are afraid of being misunderstood. They are afraid of the sacrifice and hard work that is involved, because the work of Christ is not easy. I do not want you to be afraid to take the talent God gave you and use it for his own glory. I do not want you to end up unhappy, unfulfilled, and dissatisfied because you are compromising what he has placed in your hands. Let me encourage you to use your talent to the greatest possible extent and to do your best in every area of your life. And then you will hear your master say, well done. This life is a preparation for much greater things to come. The coming of the Lord is a major theme in the Bible. We are to live with that day in mind. May each and every one of us be faithful to invest our lives in what matters for all eternity. Amen. Father, I thank you because you are a good God. I pray that you open our eyes to see what you have bestowed in our hands. And I pray you give us the courage to step out and use the gifts that you've given us for your own glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.